Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Kelly Monger from K County Events. I'm so glad I ran into you because there's just so much going on. I don't know how to keep track of all of it.
Oh gosh, Scott. It has been a while since we've talked, hasn't it?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're here at the Gathering Place, which I think is wonderful. They opened up about a month ago, and mm-hmm. it's just a safe space to gather and mm-hmm. enjoy. I mean, we were here for an ambassador event.
It's my first time. Well, sure. And if you don't know where the Gathering Place is, you might know it as Hull House, Champs. It was Bath House Records, right on the corner of Buffalo Street and Market Street.
They've done a wonderful job. This place looks new. They renovated a lot of it.
Oh, it's amazing. If you haven't been in here, you need to stop by. It's all run by Fellowship Missions.
That's great. So I'm glad we got a chance to talk because now that it's getting darker sooner, people are probably starting to think there's not as much to do in town. And that's just not true. Do you enjoy looking at the lights that go up around the holidays?
I love Christmas lights.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, most of the main cities in Kosciuszko have their Christmas tree lighting coming up. Winona Lake has passed. And if you think that one's cool, you definitely need to check out the North Webster. The library gets involved, the community center gets involved. There's a bunch of family-friendly activities, mm-hmm. so you should go check that one out. And then Wawasee, they have the Chautauqua. Yes, they have their own old-fashioned Christmas event that happens
so
the
cool.
Saturday after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I've never gone because I'm always out of town, uh-huh. but I've heard it is just wonderful. It's awesome. Leave your checkbook at home.
Exactly.
And you go and you enjoy the lights that they have going on. Mm-hmm.
That's at Oakwood Resort.
It is, yeah. So, you know, if you're up on that side of town, that's a great opportunity. Leesburg does a Candelaria. Mm-hmm. I probably mispronounced that.
No.
From 5 to 8 on December 14th. So you can check that out if you've never been to that.
Oh, it's beautiful. They're lighting all the brick-lined streets with luminary bags. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, like there's just so many fun things with that going on. But then also, if you can't make specific events like those Christmas tree lightings, there's a few cool places that you can check out the whole month of December. So probably the most well-known one is called the Warsaw Light Show, and that happens at 1916 East Ridge Valley in Warsaw. And from December 1st through January 2nd, every day of the week with different hours, you can see Christmas lights put to music.
Yes, that's awesome.
And they have, I feel like it's almost 30 minutes before it repeats, of the dancing lights. And the neighbors right adjacent to them over the years have also gotten in on the action. Uh-huh. I can't even watch the whole show from my car because my head's swerving to see all of it. So you just, you know, bring hot chocolate or popcorn or whatever in the car, tune your radio to 104.3 FM, and you get a really cool light show for free.
That's so fun.
If you prefer the like scenic drive at 5 miles per hour through the neighborhood mm-hmm. type event, mm-hmm. I suggest going to Hawthorne Estates. They're at 4317 North Aspen Drive. And the first few houses in the neighborhood do have lights set to music, like mm-hmm. the Warsaw Light Show, but it's not quite as involved. And then you can just go through the rest of the neighborhood, drive slow. Most of the houses have lights up. Mm-hmm. So it's just a really pleasant experience. It's also more low-key if there's any sensory issues you might be concerned about. Another quick one, if you live in Warsaw, you can go to Market and Harrison Street. And with about 80,000 lights on display, they decorate their house every year. And this year, they're actually asking for family Christmas cards to be put in the mailbox provided. Aww. And then they're going to be laminated and displayed on a mega 8-foot Christmas card.
Oh, that is so cool. And I love the neighbors. If you haven't been down there, they have this, what you say, 80,000 lights?
That's what they're telling me, yeah.
And the neighbor has a sign with an arrow that says ditto. According to them. So cool.
That's perfect. So those are some easy ways. And I can't forget to talk about Center Park.
Oh, it's beautiful.
In downtown Warsaw. They have their official Light Up the Night event on mm-hmm. the first Friday. Mm-hmm. But anytime it's dark out, I swear, if you leave early enough in the morning, they're still on mm-hmm. all through the month of December. You can enjoy that beautiful light show that they have mm-hmm. each year.
Yeah.
So those are some really great, easy ways to enjoy the holiday season. And even better is if you do enjoy going to these, the visitor center download their Engage Kosciuszko passport for the holiday light show. Check into at least 3 places and you get entered for a chance to win $150.
Oh, wow.
So there's even more reason
yeah,
to
right.
go explore these different areas.
I don't need any more reason.
That's perfect. If you might forget what the hours are, or you don't want to check it out, we do have a blog post with all these listed. Uh-huh. But they're also on our calendar and in our daily email newsletter.
And where can I find this calendar, Kelly?
Oh, right. That's really important. So you go to kcountyevents.com. It's right on the homepage is our calendar. And then you can subscribe to our newsletter for free. That's also on the top header of it. But you can go to kcountyevents.com/subscribe as uh-huh. well to get right to it. And it's a free daily newsletter with everything happening in Kosciuszko County.
Yes. Well, thank you for providing that service. It's so nice to be able to go to one place where there's just so much going on. And I thank you for collaborating all those together into one place.
Absolutely. Yeah, like the lights are just one small fraction of what you could do in the area.
Yeah. And if you want to get involved in a parade, Main Street Warsaw on December 6th, you can decorate your car, truck, whatever, and get in the Twinkle Light Parade.
Absolutely. Yes, so many options.
Yes. Thank you for joining us, Kelly.
So good to see you, Scott.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of Biz Buzz. Today, I'm with somebody I have known a long time since the Baker Boys Club days, way back in the day, John Brown from Blue Moon Estate Sales. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Scott. Nice to be here. Yeah. Good to see you again.
Yeah, you're all grown up on me now. So, John, you're here today with Blue Moon Estate Sales. So, when might a family need estate sale services?
There's a number of different reasons that they might, but when you like moving a loved one into assisted living or independent living accommodations, mm-hmm. when you're downsizing, we like to call it the 4 D's. When you're going through debt, downsizing, divorce, or obviously, the last one is death, when you got a loss of a loved one. So those are some instances that they would need an estate sale.
So I've been in that situation when my dad passed away and things. Just that, I mean, it just a lot of times it's just thrown on you. What do you do? My dad had a whole house full of stuff. So like if someone were to use Blue Moon Estate Sales, what can be expected from Blue Moon as like a whole?
Yeah. So we handle like all the aspects of the sales. So we'll come in, we do pricing, it's fair market pricing. We do research to get to that pricing.
Oh, wow.
We do advanced staging. We take so many pictures. We take a lot of pictures. We'll do marketing, and of course, we'll host the sale. We have a staff that will come in, and in a matter of 2 days, we'll stage and price everything, and it's just think of like a pop-up retail inside of a home.
Okay.
We have a point-of-sale service. We have people that will roam to help out the customers. So, I mean, we handle all the aspects.
So, like, say if I wanted to have one on myself, what is the process of holding an estate sale? What does that involve? Where do I start?
So, as far as where you would start, it starts with a free consultation. So my wife actually will come out, or me or my wife, but right now it would be her. And she'll come out and we'll do a free consultation. Now, at that consultation, that's when she'll go through and just look at the different stuff that you have, make sure that it warrants having a sale, that, you know, you will benefit from it.
Well,
she'll eyeball and give you an approximation as far as what we think the sale, you know, can do. And then there's no obligation, but, you know, she'll usually snap a few pictures while she's there if she's permitted to, just in case she has to do research on certain items that haven't run across, you know, too commonly, just to do some research on pricing. But, yeah, I mean, it starts with that. After that, you know, we would sign a contract. And then after the contract is signed, you know, we would get a date set. Once the date's set, we would come in, and that's when we would do the staging and pricing, set everything up. And usually the sale is over a 2-day period, Saturday and Sunday. And then the turnaround time is about 5 to 7 days. You get a check.
Oh, well, that sounds good. That was my next question. What is the time-money trade-off of hiring an estate sale company versus just doing it yourself, just having a garage sale?
Well, doing it yourself, I mean, from working with Blue Moon, well, first of all, we market and promote it. So, like I said, we take so many pictures. So that's just for like the marketing, and it's professionally staged. So, you know, it's the presentation. Mm-hmm. Plus we have a following, nationwide. Blue Moon has been around since 2009. We've got over 100 different franchises throughout the U.S. So we're backed by a following, and we have a loyalty program. So there's some people that, you know, they sign up, and when they come to one of our sales, they earn points and coupons for a future sale.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you have a Blue Moon groupies to travel around different states. That's all my sister.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
That's awesome. So, I want to have an estate sale. So how can a home or business owner help prepare for an estate sale? What helps get things ready?
Basically, you would need to decide what you want to keep. Some items we know hold special place, you know, for people with sentimental values. So you'd want to make sure that those items, you would remove them from the home or the business, or because we do residential, we do also do commercial, mm-hmm. you know, closings of business, things like that. But yeah, you remove any personal items that you want to keep, gather up any of your like social security cards and, you know, stuff like that. Because I mean, the sale is held in your home. So,
all right.
You know, just, call us, and once you get everything personal out, you let us know, and we come in, and that's when we set it up, and we do our part. And like I said, we try to take all the stress off of you. You don't have to, you know, clean up or, you know, try to organize or nothing like that. All you need to do is remove whatever's personal and that you want to keep. We'll do the rest for you.
Oh, wow. So that's like a huge difference between an estate sale and a garage sale.
Well, also with an estate sale, I mean, it's professionally ran. It's marketed and promoted to a way that, I mean, it's designed to get rid of all the stuff. It's fair market pricing. Usually garage sale, you see very low prices, and, you know, it's expected. When people go to a garage sale, they expect, you know, low pricing. Estate sale is more upscale, it's mm-hmm. more professional, so it's more fair market value for your items.
That's awesome. And so in preparation, do I need to rent like tables, display cabinets, clothes racks, all that kind of stuff?
No, not at all. We bring everything with us. Like I mentioned, we have a point of sale system. We have tables. We have table coverings that are black. So it's just a nice uniform look. Mm-hmm. We'll put up signage. I mean, you'll have signage all throughout the yard, the home, the block, you know.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So, yeah, I mean, people will definitely know. Like I said, we use that that time pre-sale to market and promote, as well as stage and price and get ready for the sale.
Well, I'm sold. So, John, if someone wanted to get an estimate or a quote or whatever from you, mm-hmm. How do they get in touch with you?
Well, you can visit our website. You know, if you just go to BlueMoonEstateSales.com, it will take you to the nearest Blue Moon franchise close to you.
Okay.
So in this area, of course, it's going to bring you to us because our territory is Northeast Indiana, Fort Wayne area. So you can do that, or you can give us a call. My wife will set up a free consultation. We'll come out and appraise everything. And like I said, we'll get you taken care of.
Well, that's fantastic. That sounds way easier than having a garage sale and having people fight me over a nickel or something. Well, thank you for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And if you want to get a hold of John and you can't remember his website, just call us here at the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and we'll be happy to get you in touch with John. Well, thank you, John.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having us. I mean, we, you know, I grew up in this area when I moved from Illinois. I moved to Winona Lake, and, you know, it just feels good to be back. You know, we're not new to the area, but as far as in this aspect, we're new, and we're just, you know, eager to serve the community and, you know, just leave our own footprint on, you know, the community and, you know, the world around us. So,
well, sure. Well, thank you for bringing this back to Warsaw, Kosciuszko County.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.